Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Ted in the Morning Now, 6:46 here on this Friday, Valentine's Day. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 75, Central Florida 58.
Two.
Eldest of Wichita's Koch brothers, Frederick Koch, dies of heart failure at the age of 86.
One.
Woman held in the fatal shooting of her boyfriend in southeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We had a traffic accident earlier this morning, and it's still really backing things up on I-235 northbound. The accident happened between West Street and K-42, so that's in the southwest portion of the city there. Again, that's I-235 northbound between West and K-42. A two-vehicle accident there. There's also a power pole down in that traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of a scorching 36 degrees after yesterday's high of 23. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 32. Saturday mostly sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 51. Now partly cloudy. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 11 degrees. 6:47, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Morning, Don.
Morning. How are you?
Good. We're looking at the Steve and Ted poll question for Valentine's Day.
That's always a good one.
What is your go-to gift for Valentine's Day? Jewelry, 3%. Chocolate, 13%. A romantic evening dining out.
That's probably it.
23%. Making a nice romantic dinner at home, 26%.
Wow.
Of course, that was all males there.
Yeah.
Flowers, 35%. So flowers got the top nod.
Does this fall more on men than women?
What? I don't know.
Valentine's Day?
I don't. Well,
maybe. If you have to ask, you're wrong.
Yeah. I get good point.
Okay. Today's, we're going to retire that question. Go to our website, Stevenson poll question. We've got a new one because they're talking about this in the state legislature. Does the state of Kansas need to legalize year-round fireworks sales?
Oh, boy.
All right, here are the choices. We've got three choices. Yes, or
no,
or Jad threw in his editorial comment. Maybe, but can we take care of important issues first?
Oh, that's funny. I guarantee you that Jad's question will overwhelmingly
win this
one.
We'll see. Go to the webpage, knssradio.com. Steve and Ted poll question. The coronavirus continued to scare investors as the markets closed Thursday.
It was a volatile session, but markets closed lower across the boards. The Dow down by 128 points, the S&P 500 by 5, the Nasdaq down by 14. Fear about the coronavirus outbreak and its effect on the global economy weighed on investor sentiment. China confirmed more than 15,000 new cases, 254 additional deaths. The total number of people infected stands at nearly 60,000. Amazon and Microsoft both closed lower. A judge temporarily blocked Microsoft's $10 billion Pentagon cloud contract after Amazon filed a lawsuit. Amazon claims the evaluation process had quote-unquote unmistakable bias. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Deirdre Bolton, Fox News.
6:50 now, Stephen Ted. How does my house fit into my financial plans? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, here with the answer. Good morning, Don.
Good question. Yes.
Great question.
Thank you. Good morning.
Wonderful question.
You know, the beginning of every financial plan begins with, smart aleck, with determining net worth. It's calculated by adding up everything that we own. Then we subtract everything that we owe. Net worth is a picture of your financial position, essentially. Financial planners take net worth and break it down to determine how to leverage tangible assets to create income in retirement. And while net worth may be absolute to, you know, our wealth picture is relative, $500,000 in equity in a home in Wichita is not equal to that in San Francisco, just as $100,000 income may take you far here, but it would be difficult to raise a family of four with that income on the West Coast or the East Coast, let's say. Well, how should a valuable home with lots of accrued equity be treated in a financial plan as far as your net worth is concerned? Well, it's easy to classify liquid assets like stocks, cash, collectibles. They either create income or can be converted or be poised for growth or income. And we can classify less liquid holdings like investments in real estate, shares in a limited partnership, or equity in a business. Now, these aren't immediately liquid, but they have value and can generally be sold over time. Your house is a curious asset. It's generally a big part of your net worth because of the equity that you hold in it, but it eats up cash flow even when you're paying the mortgage and maintaining it. As you gain equity in it and it appreciates value, it's an asset, but it doesn't create any income. Once you own it outright, your cash flow increases because you're no longer making monthly payments on that house. Because your home eventually increases your cash flow as your house payment remains static and eventually goes away, and the cost of housing continues to inflate, I think that it is fair to include home equity in your net worth. However, it is not equity that can be converted to create income. So there's always needs to be an asterisk on your asset balance sheet. So that's how your house fits into your financial picture. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
My house should be my long-range investment in, so I can make money off of it. No, that's not what you're saying.
Well, unless you're going to rent out an Airbnb room or something like that, you know.
What did you, what were the statistics on people who, like 40% have no savings at all?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it is somewhere up there. Yes, yes.
Amazing. I guess it's no 401k, no nothing.
Yeah. No. I mean, I guess people could always, if they have a home, they could always take some equity out of their home. But then again, it's going to take time to set up those kinds of loans or those lines of credit.
Well, on a lighter note, today is National Ferris Wheel Day.
Oh!
No. Yep, it honors the birth of the inventor of the Ferris wheel, who was?
Fred Ferris.
George Washington Gale Ferris, Jr.
Ferris Bueller.
Preparations.
Yeah, he's been at the Ferris wheel.
Preparations for the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition began in earnest in 1891, and director of the works for the fair, Daniel Burnham, laid out the challenge, create a centerpiece to show that it will rival the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the Ferris wheel.
I rode one 2.5 weeks ago.
Where at?
Well, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona, and at an event, and they had a Ferris wheel outside, and we had to put on these big, heavy Mexican blankets because it was very cold out.
Cold up there?
Yes.
It gets cold at night down in the desert, right?
It gets very cold at night in the desert, yeah.
Ted,
are we the biggest city in America that doesn't have a Ferris wheel?
Well, we used to have one at, of course, Joyland. I don't know.
We have one every year at the Riverfest.
The rendering, well, that comes and it goes. Comes to the park.
Yeah.
That's a parking lot job. Yeah. Hey, the artist renderings have shown one down by the ballpark, but I don't. That's not. Is that going to happen, Ted? Do you know?
That was an early rendering. I don't think that's
was there
happening.
One at Joyland?
Oh yeah,
yeah. They had
was
one.
There? Yeah,
they had one at Kittyland.
Ah,
that's where I got my first Ferris wheel ride.
Wow.
Yep.
They're not the most exciting things in
no,
the world.
No, they aren't. But
they sure are fun.
I love Ferris wheels.
You know, if you're afraid of heights, they're kind of fun. You know.
Or if you got
some guy in there that likes to, hey, let's rock back and forth here.
I do remember when I was like 15 years old making out with, what's her name? Her name, Karen Jackson was her name.
Oh, Karen.
Yeah.
We were on the Ferris
wheel at in Santa Cruz.
Well, mine,
hey, boardwalk.
My first was, I was about six, and I was on a date with my girlfriend at the time, Vicky Heron.
Oh.
And her mom took us to Kittyland Park and bought us all the tickets we needed.
Oh, my goodness.
We wound up at the top of the Ferris wheel, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and
you just looked at each other.
Just about got thrown up because of the nausea of being up that high. No.
Did she give you a little peck on the cheek?
No. Nothing like that transpired.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to go there. See, the Ferris wheel.
Sounds like a missed opportunity, Steve McIntosh.
Maybe we get one at Botanica. Don't start. Marty might be listening. Don't start him going on this, okay?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you, sirs.
Thank you.
Coming up 6:55 now. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted. Wichita Police investigating another homicide, this involving a young woman as the apparent perpetrator. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.